Good day, folks. Let's set the scene. There you are in your tent, camper, truck, whatever you may have. You have some sleep in your eyes and it's slightly cold. You grab your firearm and head into the fog of the morning. You're coming up on a crest. You sneak around a tree and see your target. A nice looking specimen for which you decided to hunt is within range. You pull your firearm up, the target isn't even aware that you're there. Bang! You wait for a second and the target falls. Then you wake up and notice that you shot a human based on the color of his skin. What? What happened? You forget logic and decided that it was fun and exciting. Picture of Roberts. This happened in Alabama and Georgia over the weekend. Justin Tyron Roberts, 39 years old, told police that he went out to kill people based on their color of skin. White males, who looked like they were in the military, but even with that statement he still ended up shooting a black female as well. Police and lawyers are saying that his actions were caused by that Roberts was mentally unstable and was off his meds. And probably now on Wednesday is out on no bail, planning to go off again. I don't know this for sure, but if it happened in New York or Michigan, then for fucking sure, he would be walking the streets again. The media is taking this case as poor guy, in a bad luck situation, white males have taken too much from him. What? What has the white man taken from him? I don't think that many white males are waking up day to day saying, oh fuck, should not have taken that job from Roberts, or holy shit. These fucking sneakers are dank. What is going on, people? Why are we being such pussies? Mr. Lawyer, he said I was below the poverty line, I want to shoot him, is that okay? Sure, go ahead and we will say you're off your meds and it will be pushed under the rug. Need some warm milk to go night? What would happen to any white male that said, LeBron, you took the sport of basketball from me? That guy would be shot or threatened for the rest of his life in this new system that people are pushing for. It makes no sense to take it easy on any violent crime. If it is this easy to change laws in this country, then I say that we change some laws. Violent crimes such as rape, murder, kidnapping, threatening with firearm, and so on. Hang that motherfucker. In a public square where people that want to see what happens to people who commit violent crime will see. Want to stop violent crime? Make punishment harsher than shit and people will stop. Everyone who has admitted it and wasting taxpayers' money rotting in prison needs to be hanged and save a dollar or two. I know it sounds cold and inhumane, but it's not. People who do it, had planned it and let it come to reality. Do not feel bad for them cause they made their fucking minds up. It's like the girl who keeps taking back the fuck face that beats her saying he's changed, I promise he is different. No, no one is worth saving once they cross that line, especially of taking another life. The only pass you get is if in war. I said war, not riot, there is a difference. Sure, you will get some cuckoos every once in a while, but all in all people will think about what they are about to do and most will stop. If not, crack the neck and be gone. United States, is now a person who gets beat up for lunch money and keeps bringing more money the next time. It is so fucking crazy to think about. I think about moving, but then I realize that what is happening here in the States is just like COVID and will be spreading all across the Americas in short order. Biden is going to get his ass handed to him on a caviar-covered plate by Putin, and the stupid fuck will eat it because he is a product of the pussies of the United States. I have no sympathy for stupid people. So here I am, where I am, standing my ground and just waiting for the shit to pop off. Not hoping that it will not happen, but ready for it to happen, alongside with my local neighbors, police, white, black, brown, all people of every race are here waiting with me. We need to change the way we are approaching all this shit, mend the wounds of this administration and think about our kids, kids' future. If I knew where to start, I would have already started. Let's get the country back, become independent once again, stop inflation, get to work and make it safe to go places. Stop being babies and do something. Thank you for reading or listening to this episode of Bullshit. Sincerely, Kempton Cook.